Once a month in this church, we participate and celebrate communion. If you're a guest here with us, you don't have to be a member of this church to partake of this at this table. We believe the most important element is, have you given your life personally to our Lord Jesus Christ? Have you surrendered your life to Him? That's what makes communion meaningful and worthwhile. Thank you, brother. There is a real divine interchange that takes place. We believe there's an impartation of His presence. We believe there's an impartation of strength, peace, healing power, knowing His life He sacrificed for us. He was the one who died, who was buried, who rose again for you and me. Can someone say, thank God? So Paul tells us how to handle communion, how to participate in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, reading from the scriptures. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and said, take, eat. This is My body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. In the same supper, He also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Well, those of us who gather in His name, who are cleaned by the blood of Jesus, come with such thanksgiving to communion, because we do this in remembrance of Him. His body broken, as we participate in the blood, or in the bread rather, we remember His body broken for us, for you and for me. So we sit here today freely clean through His blood, by His grace. He died and was broken in our place, and He paid the price in full. Someone say amen.
Amen.
He paid the price in full. So we don't have to bear the shame, the sin, the condemnation anymore. We get to come to Him with thanksgiving. Then we participate in the fruit of the vine, that precious blood, the blood of Jesus. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. But because He's done all this for us, we are washed clean by His blood. If there yet remains anything between you and the Lord, just take care of it as we pause for a few moments before Him. If there's something between you and a brother or sister in Christ here in this room, just go to them quietly. Don't make a scene. But go to each other quietly and just make sure your relationship's right. If there's something that you know you have ought with somebody from outside the congregation, make sure you take care of it correctly and rightly at your first opportunity. Because Jesus wants us to receive that impartation of His presence as we participate. So let's just pause before the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, this morning, we come with a spirit of thanks. Lord, we thank You that You are God, that You are good, that You are great. Jesus, You came and bore our sins, our griefs, our sorrows, our sicknesses. You bore them all on the cross of Calvary. We are so thankful. Lord, Your body was broken so that ours can be healed. Your body was shattered so that ours can be restored. Lord, we thank You that with hearts full of faith and love this morning, we can come holding this wafer, understanding that this bread is transformed into the body of Jesus as we partake in faith. Now we love You and do this with thanksgiving and remembrance of You in Jesus' name. Let's all participate together. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. You are so good. The Eucharist literally is the word celebration. And we think of communion so often as such a somber occasion, and it is, as we remember. But those of us who participate should be here in celebration. We celebrate all that He's done. That's why we get to be here. Amen? Amen. Father, we thank You for the fruit of the vine, the blood of Jesus. We thank You that this blood ratifies our relationship with You. You signed the new covenant, the New Testament, with Your blood. And now that blood covers us. Thank You, Lord. We celebrated You this morning as we participate in the fruit of the vine. In Jesus' name, let's all partake together. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord. You are so good and gracious. We love it.